And a good evening to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball action between the Dort College Defenders and the Jamestown Jimmies. The Dort College Defenders come into tonight's contest 10-2 overall, 4-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Jamestown 11-2 overall, and 3-1. In Great Plains Athletic Conference play. This is the first season in the GPAC for the Jamestown Jimmies. They are a volleyball program that you would expect would hold their own in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and thus far they have. Their two losses this season are to a pair of challenging opponents. They've lost to Northwestern in Great Plains Athletic Conference action, 3-0. That happened 1 week ago tomorrow. Jamestown relies on a very balanced attack with Kennedy Consimius leading the way with 2.37 kills per set. Anna Holman is at 2.17. Miranda Lohman and Jackie Michaeljohn average 5.5 and 4.6 assists per set respectively, with Lohman leading the team in aces with 13. Jelena Niemeyer gets to 6.28 digs per outing. Jimmies are averaging 17.44 digs per contest. The Defenders are 10-2. Their lone blemishes so far this season are a pair of 5-set losses to rated teams. Let's pause for a prayer, followed by our national anthem. National anthem performed here this evening, and we are just about set for the start of tonight's volleyball match. First, we have to go through the introductions of the players, and then we will get to volleyball action. The Defenders are averaging 13.6 kills per set and allow 8.9. Dort College has a team kill efficiency of 261 and average 1.5 ace serves per set and score 2.23 points per set on blocks. Emma Altena is putting down 3.83 kills per set. Leah Camp is averaging 2.76. Allie Kromendike and Julia Lindberg average 2.2 and 1.78 kills per set respectively. Jesse DeAger has 1.69 kills per set. She is Dort's fifth attacker. Jamie DeAger puts up 10.37 assists per set, averages 1.02 kills per outing. DeAger leads the team with 14 aces. Hannah Connolly has 12. Aubrey Drake has 10, with a team-leading 4.62 digs per outing. Kromendike leads the Defenders with 1.05 blocks per set. Jamestown was a 25-21, 25-19, 25-22 winner over Valley City State on Tuesday. Isabel Wadel had 11 kills. Corey Buchanan had 10. Michael John had 22 assists. Dort College defeated Briar Cliff 3-0 on Tuesday night, 25-12, 25-15, and 25-22. Emma Altena recorded 11 kills. Allie Kromendike had 9. Jesse DeAger put down 7. Jamie DeAger had 32 assists and 2 service aces. And Drake had 10 digs. These two national tournament qualifiers did not play last season, but the two teams played a home-and-away series in 2015 and 16. Jamestown won the 2015 match in five sets in Jamestown, while Dort won on its home floor back on October 27, 2016. Brooke Granser had 16 kills in that win. Dort College will play Midland tomorrow in Fremont. And then a week from tonight, the Defenders will be hosting Hastings, so back-to-back matches for the Defenders against rated foes. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Here's some of the players you'll be hearing about for the Dort College Defenders. They include a defensive specialist, Hannah Connolly, a 5'4 sophomore from McCook Lake, South Dakota. Number two is Erica Bausma, a 5'5 sophomore from Sheldon. Number three, Aubrey Drake, a 5'4 senior from Rock Island, Illinois. Number 11 is Julia Lindberg, a 6'1 senior from Margate, Florida. Number 12 is Emma Altena. She's a 6'foot senior from Sioux Center. Number 13 is Jamie Dieger, a 5'10 senior from Sioux Center. Number 14 is Allie Cromendike, a 6'2 junior from Belle Plaine, Minnesota. She plays a middle blocker. Number 15 is Jesse Dieger, a 6'1 freshman from Hull. She's a right side hitter. Number 16 is Leah Camp, a 5'11 senior from Tinley Park, Illinois, averaging 2.76 kills per set, second on the team to Altena. And Emily Fehlmeyer is a 5'4 junior from Hartington, Nebraska. She is averaging one dig per set. For Jamestown and coach John Haggerly, number two is Julina Niemeyer, a 5'3 senior from Jamestown. Number three is Sydney Ellingson, a 5'3 sophomore from Langdon, North Dakota. Number four is Elm Michaelitz, a 5'11 sophomore from Aitkin, Minnesota. Number six is Isabel Wadle, a 5'11 junior from Ellendale, North Dakota. Number seven is Anna Holland, a 5'8 freshman from Lemoore, North Dakota. Number eight is Corey Buchanan, a 5'8 senior from Colfax, Wisconsin. Number nine is a 6-foot junior from Bismarck, North Dakota, Brittany Knutson. Number 10 is Karina Rudd, a 6'1 senior from Breezy Point, Minnesota. Number 11 is Kennedy Consimius, a 6'1 senior from Breckenridge, Minnesota. A couple more players for North for Jamestown when we get a chance. That goes outside. Dort College on the attack. And Emma Altena over the kill as it drops in front of the defensive specialist, Megan Orr. Emma Altena with the kill. The two setters are number 12 and 13, Miranda Lohman and Jackie Michaeljohn. Lohman is 5'11". Michaeljohn is a 5'2 freshman. Hatchet saved by Altena. Gets it pushed back over to her. Roll shot and a kill for Emma Altena. So back-to-back points for the Defenders as the Jamestown Jimmies had one fall in front of the libero, and then a roll shot there finds the middle of the floor. Serve controlled. Here comes Jamestown on the attack. Through the block, saved by Dort College. Set goes right side over to Cromendike. Cromendike with a kill. Allie Cromendike with the kill, and continuing with service will be Connolly. So Cromendike with her first kill. Dort College leading 3-0. Short serve and an ace serve for Connolly. For Connolly, that is her 13th ace this season. 4-0, Dort College in front. Served by Connolly, controlled by Jamestown. Jamestown on the attack, and Jamestown out of the middle. That's Britta Knutson. Knutson with the kill. And the Dort College Defenders lead 4-1. 4-1 our score. Serving is Corey Buchanan. Buchanan with service. Jump serve taken by Connolly. Passed over to Dieger. Pushed over by Cromendike. Saved by Jamestown. Pushed over the net. Stab saved by Altena. Now tipped over by Cromendike. Here comes Jamestown on the attack. Set goes outside. Blocked at the net partially. Altena gets an arm on it. Gets a return set from Bausma. And a kill. A block by Jamestown. And the Jamestown Jimmies are within 4-2. 4-2 our score. Corey Buchanan with service. Buchanan serving. Jump serve by Buchanan. Taken by Bausma. Gets it to Dieger. Now to Altena. Altena with the kill down the line. Emma Altena finds the sideline as she sneaks it in between the antenna and the sideline. And the Dort College Defender lead is 5-2. 5-2 our score. Serving for the Defenders will be Aubrey Drake. Drake, serve, controlled by Jamestown. Jimmy's attacking. Roll shot down the line and a kill in front of Connolly. The kill for the Jimmies. Back to within 5-3. 5-3. Sydney Ellingson with service. Ellingson's serve. And the serve is into the nets. Sydney Ellingson with the service error. And the Dort College defenders lead 6-3. 6-3. Short serve by Dieger. Set right side. And on the slide to the right for the kill, that is Kennedy Konzimius. Konzimius with the kill. And it's back to 6-4. 6-4 the score. Michael John with service. Serve taken by Drake. Gets it to Dieger. Quick attack. Camp unable to put it down. Jamestown passes it over free ball. Camp, Dieger, slide to the right. Jesse unable to put it down. Jamestown keeps it in play. Pushed over the net. Free ball again. Drake to Dieger. Dieger sets quick middle. Camp, Camp kill. Leah Camp with a kill. And for Leah Camp, that is her first kill. And the Dort College lead is 7-4. 7-4. Emma Altano with service. Jump serve controlled by the Jimmies. And we've got a double contact called on the Jimmies, point defenders. And Dort College leads it now 8-4. 8-4. Dort College out to a fast start here in set number one. Altana serves to the sideline, misses wide. Point. Jimmies. And it's back to 8-5. Niemeyer with service. Julina Niemeyer, short serve taken by Lindbergh. Comes outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh goes around the block but hits it wide. So an attack error by Lindbergh. And it's back to 8-6. Lindbergh to Dieger. Lindbergh roll shot over the block. Gobbled up by the libero. Set goes to the middle. And a kill out of the middle for Karina Rude. Rude with the kill. And Jamestown back to within a point now at 8-7. Serving for the Jimmies is Niemeyer. Niemeyer's service, short, taken by Lindbergh, gets it to Dieger. Slide right side, Jesse Dieger. Jesse Dieger over the tip and the kill. So Jesse Dieger, the freshman from Hull, comes through with her first kill of the night. And the Dort College defenders up 9-7 here in set number one. 9-7 our score, set number one. Lohard serve taken by the libero, Niemeyer. Bump set, outside, saved by Fehlmeyer. Comes back over to Kromendyk. Kromendyk with the power tip of the kill. Allie Kromendyk with her second kill. Dort College leading 10-7. 10-7, neither team has used a timeout yet. Serve catches the tape, rolls over. Rude with the kill. Rude out of the middle with a kill. Karina Rude, a 6'1 sophomore from Breezy Point, Minnesota, her second kill. And the Dort College defender lead is 10-8. 10-8, Jamestown with serve. Serve short, taken by Altana. Dieger gets it, sets outside Lindbergh, rolls it off the tape. Saved by Drake on the return. Bump set by Altana and no angle left for Lindbergh. Point, Jamestown. And Jamestown back to within a point at 10-9. 10-9. Short serve taken by Lindbergh. They're going right at Hurd. Comes back over to Kromendyk. Kromendyk with the kill. 11-9. Kromendyk with the kill. And for Allie, that is her third. Emma Altana and Allie Kromendyk with three kills apiece unofficially. Serving for the defenders, Erica Bausma, the freshman from Sheldon. And that could be an ace. Nope, Jamestown saves it. Passed over the net, free ball. Kromendyk, Dieger, shoots it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh mistimed her jump, has to tip it over. Niemeyer with the pass. And Altena digs one that probably was headed off of the back line. So a point for Jamestown. Jamestown backed over then 11-10. 11-10. Serving for the Jimmies will be Miranda Lohman. Lohman. Down the line, taken by Altena to DeAger. Now Kromendijk blocked at the net. Pushed over and out of bounds by the Jimmies and Knutson, point defenders. And the defenders get a point on the tip by Knutson that missed the sideline. Ball was hanging above the net. She gets called for an attack error as she sends it wide with a two-hand shot. Serve by Connolly. Jamestown, Dort College unable to terminate the block. Niemeyer with a bump set. And another attack, and this time it's put down by Corey Buchanan. Buchanan with the kill. Buchanan with the kill. It's 12-11. Buchanan will line it up. And her jump serve taken by Drake. Gets it to DeAger. DeAger pushes it over. Jamie sends it over. 13-11. Jamie DeAger with her first kill by my count. And the defenders trail 13-11. Pardon me, Dort College leads 13-11. Aubrey Drake, low hard serve, controlled by the Jimmies. Slide to the right, tipped, saved by DeAger. Pushed over the net by Bausma, saved by the Jimmies. Set goes outside, through the block, saved by Drake. Jimmies will reload as it's passed over. Off high hand, saved. Drake, DeAger, outside Altena. Altena with the kill. Emma Altena with her fourth kill. And the Dort College defenders lead 14-11. Credit Aubrey Drake that time with keeping that ball alive. DeAger, that's Jamie, had a whale of a save over on the near side as well to cover a tip. Saved by Connolly, gets it to Jamie. Outside it goes Altena, blocked at the net. Point, Jamestown. Jamestown with a termination block. It's 14-12. The Dort College playing now with a two-point cushion. Up 14-12, serving for the Jimmies will be Ellingson. So Ellingson with service. Ellingson, serve down the line, taken by Drake. Gets it to Jamie, sets right side, Camp. Camp slide, kill. Leah Camp with her second kill. 15-12. Camp with a... her second kill. Dort College with a three-point lead. Now Dort College gets the block up on Rude. A termination block that time by Camp and Altena. Point defenders. Dort College opens up a 16-12 margin. Jamie Gasing serve is just off of the back line. Out of bounds. Service error by DeAger. So Jamie DeAger serves it long. Point defenders. Dort College leading 16-13. Serving for the Jimmies will be Michael John. Controlled by Connolly. Quick attack. Camp unable to put it around. Well, put it away. Kromendijk gets it over to Altena. Altena unable to put it down. Here comes the Jimmies. Set right side off high hands. Pancake saved by Drake. Unable to get it up though. Point. Jamestown. Wadle with the kill. Isabel Wadle makes it a two-point set again at 16-14. Short serve taken by Connolly to DeAger. Slide to the right, Jesse unable to put it down. She tips it over, pushed over the net, saved by Jesse to Jamie. Outside Altena. Altena roll shot. Altena unable to put it away. Jamestown will pass it over. Free ball. Camp, DeAger, set right side, Jesse unable to put it down. Jamestown attacking. Dort College tries for the termination block, unable to put it down. Dort College scrambling. Camp, DeAger, back to Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp with a kill. Dort College going up-tempo on a field. Different attacks that time. And finally, it was Leah Camp able to put it away as Dort College went to the quick attack out of the middle. Dort College leading 17-14, set number one. Low hard serve by Robin Underwood. Set goes to the middle. Rude, countered by Underwood. Gets it to Camp, and Camp's going to be called for a double. Leah Camp called for the double contact. So a ball handling error on Leah as she was forced into that uncustomary role of setting at that time. 17-15, defenders by two. Serving is Niemeyer for Jamestown. She's wearing the gray libero jersey. And that serve catches the tape, rolls over. Not much you can do about that one. Niemeyer has that one drop about a foot on the Dort College side of the net as it dances on the tape. So Niemeyer with the ace. That's her first. And I believe the first for Jamestown tonight. Short serve taken by Dort College. Comes back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Dort College responds to back-to-back points by the Jimmies. One on a service ace, another by a ball handling error with a kill by Camp out of the middle. And for Leah, that is her fourth kill tonight. Serving for the defenders, Fehlmeyer, the junior from McCook Lake, she is from Hardington, Nebraska. Altina digs that one up, gets it over to Jamie. Jamie to Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net. Point, Jamestown. 18-17. Jamestown back to within a point. Serving for the Jimmies will be Megan Orr. So Orr with service. Orr's serve, short taken by Altina, gets it to DeAger. Outside Altina, Lindbergh. Lindbergh dug up, and now banging it off the block for the kill is Knutson, and we're all tied up at 18-all. So Dort College, after a fast start, have seen, after a 4-0 start, Jamestown has rallied to tie it. DeAger goes back middle, Jesse unable to put it down out of the middle. Jamestown will pass it over, free ball. Altina, Jamie, Kromendijk, power tip, and they're going to call her for a lift. A lift called on Kromendijk, 3 points in a row for Jamestown. Kromendijk called for an attack error, and the Dort College defenders want a timeout, trailing 19-18. Jamestown has scored 5 of the last 6 points here in set number one. This timeout made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Jamestown has rallied from a 4-0 deficit to start the match and a 17-14 deficit moments ago to lead now 19-18, and they have service with Orr doing the honors. Taken by Lindbergh, gets it to Gasing, to DeAger. DeAger to DeAger, unable to put it away. Jamestown attacking, power tip to the corner, and a kill by Isabel Wadle. Wadle makes it a 20-18 contest. Set number one of this best of five match. Jamestown with the early, with the lead right now. Jamie to Kromendijk, unable to put it away. Now tipped over the net, saved by Jamie. Gets it to Kromendijk, back over to Lindbergh. Power tip, covered by Niemeyer. Jamestown attacking through the block, and a kill. Dort College not getting the block up on these last couple of sequences. As Jamestown goes to the outside, that's Buchanan with the kill, and the defenders on their heels, trailing 21-18. Jamestown on a 5-0 run right now. They've gone from down 18-16 to up 21-18. So Dort College uses their second timeout. This timeout made possible by a grant from Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. 21-18, Dort College sending Lydia Smiths into the match. At an outside, down ball, Dort College. Jamie DeAger sets outside Smiths. Smiths through the box, saved by Jamestown. Jimmy's attacking, and Dort College with a termination block. Kromendijk and Jesse DeAger. And Dort College gets the point on the block, trailing 21-19. Serving for the defenders will be Erica Bausma. Bausma floater controlled by Jamestown. Jimmy's attacking. Down ball saved by DeAger. Bump set to Smiths. Blocked at the net partially. Here comes Jamestown. Through the block, saved by Drake. DeAger to Kromendijk. Kromendijk with the tip and the kill. Dort College trails 21-20. Kromendijk with her fourth kill. Serving for the defenders again will be Bausma for the tie. Low hard serve. Jamestown scrambling. They get to it. They send it up to the net, and it's tipped to the sideline, and a kill from the sideline to the sideline by Wadle. Wadle with the kill, her third by my count. Jamestown back in front, 22-20. 22-20, Jamestown serving. Lohman serve taken by Drake to DeJager outside Smits. And a player in the net for Jamestown. Point defenders back to within a point is Dort College. They trail 22-21. Lydia Smits checks out of the match. The sophomore from Crete, Illinois, transfer from Trinity Christian in Chicago last year at the semester break. Floater controlled by Jamestown. Set goes to the middle. Power tip controlled by Jamie DeJager. Comes back over to Alton. Alton over the kill. We're tied 22-all. Jamestown has two timeouts remaining, and Coach John Haggerly will use it right now. Today's broadcast made possible in part by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. 22-22, Dort College coming back from a three-point deficit. Hannah Connolly with service, floater controlled by Jamestown. Set right side through the block, saved by Drake. Connolly will bump it up towards the net, passed over the net by Alton to the back corner. Saved by Niemeyer. Jamestown keeps it in play momentarily. Niemeyer had to go after one, and Alton of that time simply didn't pass it over the net and give them a lollipop. But she sent it to the back corner and forced Niemeyer to play it along the line, and it results in a point for the defenders. Connolly, knuckleball, controlled by Jamestown. Set goes to the middle, saved by Drake. DeJager outside Altena. Altena for the kill, 24-22. Dort College now on set point, up 24-22. As the defenders bounce back from a 21-18 deficit, they lead now 24-22 and will be serving for the set after this timeout charged to Jamestown. Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, provides physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. Back with set point serve right after this. Anna Connolly with service, floater taken by Niemeyer. Jamestown attacking, trying to fight out set point. Drake with a dig. DeJager pushes it over. Saved by Jamestown. They have to scramble. Free ball. Here's Dort's chance. Bausma, DeJager, dump, kill. Jamie DeJager with the dump shot for the kill, and the Dort College defenders respond to the challenge with the kill. They end on a 5-0 run as Jamie DeJager finishes it with a dump shot. 25-22, Dort College takes a 1-0 lead in this best of five match. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with set number two from the DeWitt in a moment. Dort College, a 302 kill efficiency, 17 kills, 43 swings, 4 errors in set 1. Jamestown, 12-3-37 for a 243 kill efficiency. One service ace per team. Connolly with a pass to DeJager. DeJager to Kromendijk. Kromendijk dug up by Jamestown, pushed over the net. Kromendijk, DeJager shoots it over to Altena. Altena with a kill. Emma Altena with the kill. And the Dort College defenders take a 1-0 lead. 1-0 our score. Altena with her eighth kill already. Serve by Aubrey Drake is in the net. We're tied 1-1. So a service error by Drake. Point Jimmy's serving for Jamestown is Buchanan. Buchanan, jump serve taken by Connolly. To DeJager, pushes it to the back corner. Saved by Jamestown. Jamestown attacking, dug by Drake. DeJager back over to Camp. Camp with a kill, quick out of the middle. Leah Camp, the senior from Tinley Park, Illinois, records the kill. Dort College leads it 2-1. 2-1, set number two. Dort College won set one in come from behind fashion. And a block put up. Altena and Camp on the slide to the right for Jamestown. a termination block on Consimius, and the Dort College lead is 3-1. Dort with a 3-1 lead. Set goes out of the middle, saved by DeJager. Now pushed up, saved by Drake momentarily. Connolly gives chase, can't get to it. Ball drops to the floor. It's 3-2, Dort College. Serving for Jamestown, Ellingson. Ellingson, left-handed serve on the way, taken by the defenders. Jesse DeJager to Jamie, back over to Camp, blocked at the net by Rude. And a termination block for Jamestown. We're tied at 3-3. 3-3. Jamestown, floater, taken by Connolly, ate her up a little bit. Altna has to get to it, gets it over to Jesse. Jesse over the kill. Jesse DeJager records the kill for the defenders. So Jesse with her second kill for Dort. Emma Altna serving. Altna, jump serve. Jimmy's attack, pushed outside, saved by Altena, kept alive by DeJager, pushed over the net by Camp. Here come the Jimmy, set goes to Rude, saved by Drake overhand, got it to DeJager, sets outside to Smits, and Smits hits the tape. We're tied 4-all. An attack error by Smits. Michael John with service. 4-4, set number two. Comes back over to Camp. Camper on the block, saved by Jamestown. Altena with that dig. Comes outside. Smits, kept alive by the Jimmies. Off high hand, saved by Drake. Jamie, quick attack. Camp. Camp pushes it over. Saved by Jamestown. Over the block. Drake. DeJager gets it back over to Jesse, and Jamie, trying to keep that one from going in the net, gets called for a double contact. Point, Jamestown. It's 5-4. Serve down the line, taken by Smits. Controlled by DeJager. Comes back over to Smits. Lydia Smits ties it at 5-all. Lydia Smits, a sophomore, outside hitter. Dealt with some early injuries this season. Working her way back in here this evening as an outside hitter. Jamie to Kromendike. Back to Lydia. Lydia into the net. Point, Jamestown. So an attack error by Smits. Went to the roll shot and hits that one into the net. Niemeyer with serve. Niemeyer serve is long off of the back line. Point defenders. We're tied 6-all. So a service error by Jamestown. Pivotal set here. Tied 6-6. Controlled by Jamestown. Set goes to the middle. Rude. Controlled by Drake. And a double contact called on the defenders. Smits that time forced into the setter position after Jamie DeJager covered it. So a ball handling error gives Jamestown a 7-6 lead. 7-6. DeJager pushes to the back corner and a kill. So Jamie with the kill. And another tie. Tie number 6 already of this one. Set number 2. Dort College won set one, 25-22. Goes around the block. Dort College attacking. Jamie gets it to Alton off speed. Jamestown blocked at the net. Kromendike and Emma Alton a team up for the block. Point defenders. It's 8-7. Hannah Connolly serving for Dort. Connolly. Short serve, taken by Niemeyer. Set goes to the middle, Rude. Saved by the defenders. Pushed over the net by Kromendike. Saved by Jamestown. Set outside. Blocked at the net. Picked out cleanly by DeJager. Kromendike. Now passed over the net by Drake. Saved by Niemeyer. Sent right side, off high hands, saved by Connolly. Dieger to Altina. Altina, off high hands, kill. Emma Altina with 9 kills. Such a luxury to have that 6-foot outside hammer to throw it to and just see if she can get up high enough. And that time she hits it off of the top of the block, records the kill. Doored up 9-7. Ace serve defenders, Hannah Connolly with the ace, her second, and Dort extends their lead to 10-7. 10-7 defenders, set number two. Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, makes this timeout by Jamestown possible, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. 10-7, Dort up, set number two. Back with more in a moment. Emma Altina drops the hammer after a dig by Drake. Kept the ball alive. Defenders lead 11-7. Set right side. Block put up by Cromadike and Altina. Here comes Jamestown again. Cromadike quick off the floor. Blocks that one. Jamestown reloads. Pushed back corner. Connolly, quick attack. Cromadike deflected. Jamestown controls. Off high hands. Saved by Drake to Dieger. Pushed to the middle. Jamestown scrambles. Niemeyer throws it up for Buchanan. Buchanan with a kill. Buchanan from the outside records the kill, her fourth, 11-8, set number two. Serving for Jamestown, Lohman. Lohman, short serve taken by Bausma to Dieger, comes back over to Cromadike, tried for the quick attack, and Cromadike ends up with hitting it in the net. Timing was not there. Cromadike will end up with a hitting error, but that one may have been a short set by Dieger. Dieger, again they go to Cromadike on the quick attack. She tips it over. Jamestown, roll shot. Connolly, Dieger, Cromadike, cross court, dug by the Jimmies. Set outside, roll shot, saved by Bausma to Dieger. Gets it to Altina. Altina off the block for the kill. Emma Altina, 11 kills unofficially. 12-9, defenders lead. Jump serve by Drake, saved by Jamestown. Outside, Buchanan. Buchanan with the kill. Buchanan records the kill, and for Buchanan, unofficially, that's number five. Serving Buchanan for Jamestown. Jump serve taken by Bausma to Dieger. Outside, Altina, off speed. Jamestown keeps it alive, set right side. No room, though, for Kenzinius as she gets solo locked by Altina. Point defenders. 13-10 defenders. Jamie Dieger serving. Short serve. Saved by Niemeyer. And another block. This one put up by Altina and Camp. Dort leading 14-10. So another point off of a block for the defenders. Jamie Dieger still serving. Short serve, Jamestown, outside, a block put up by Dieger. That's Jesse on the attack by Anna Holen. Defenders lead 15-13. Three straight points on blocks for Dort. Served to the back corner by Jamie Dieger. Too much juice on that one. It's 15-11. So in spite with all of that, the defender leads still just 4 points. Ellingson with serve. The defenders win the race to 15. Jimmy's Ellingson. Floater. Taken by Connolly. Dieger. Dieger off the attack. Kill. Jamie to Jesse. 16-11. 16-11 defenders extending the lead. This is the point at which Jamestown made a run at the defenders in set number one and came back to take a late lead before the defenders staged a comeback. Underwood sets. Jesse Dieger off high hand, saved by Niemeyer. Slide right, power tip, back corner kill for Kenzimius. Kanzimius with the kill as she power tipped it to the back corner. 16-12, defenders by four. Serve, Altina, pushed up close to the net, and Anna Holland is there to push it down. 16-13, here come the Jimmies. Let's see if Dort has a response. Serve down the line, take it by Smits. Dieger picks it up, gets it back over to Smits. Roll shot, here comes Jamestown. Rude around the block, kill. 3 points in a row, four out of five. 16-14, defenders lead by two. Serving for Jamestown, Michael John. Short serve taken by Smits to Dieger. Pushed over the net by Camp. Saved by Jamestown. Over the top of the box, saved by Altina. Pushed to the back corner, saved by Niemeyer. Pushed to the back corner, saved by Altina. Camp touches it to Smits. Power tip, back corner. Here comes Jamestown around the block, saved by Altina. Jamie Dieger gets it over to Smits. Roll shot. Jamestown set middle. Rude, saved by Jamie Dieger, controlled by the Jimmies. Rude blocked at the net. Point defenders. Jesse and Leah with the kill. The hidden stat in that one is going to be that dig by Jamie Dieger as she gets the kill. She digs up a potential kill shot, kept it alive. Fehlmeyer serve, controlled by the Jimmies. Attacking outside, around the block, saved by Smits to Dieger, back to Jesse, kill. Jesse Dieger with the kill. Defenders extending the lead back to 18-14. Timeout charged to Jamestown. Today's broadcast, and this timeout made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Short serve. Jimmies keep it alive. Jamestown has used their second timeout. Jamie Dieger has to dig that. Comes over to Smits. Smits blocked at the net by Rude and Wadle. Point Jimmies, and the Jimmies, they are not out of striking distance here by any means. They trail 18-15. Serving is Niemeyer. So Niemeyer, the libero from Jamestown, North Dakota. Serve taken by Smits. Comes over to Jesse. Jesse power tip kill. Jesse Dieger. Four kills unofficially. Three here in set number two. Serving is Erica Bausma, the sophomore from Sheldon. Passed up close to the net. And a back row attack called on Jamestown. They run the 6-2 offense. Jackie Michael John went up to try and make contact with that. Keep it on Dort's side of the net. On Jamestown's side of the net. It ends up going over after she left her feet. So a back row attack called. An attack error, and we have a touch called on the defenders on a block. It's 20-16. Jimmy's trailing with serve. They'll try to return the favor of what Dort did to them in set number one. Jimmy's serve taken by Drake to Dieger. Back to Smits. Smits with a kill. Lydia Smits with the kill. And for Lydia, that's her third kill by my count. Playing outside hitter. Came in midway through set number one. Jump serve Connolly. Back row. Jimmies. Tipped. And a kill for Jamestown's Isabel Wadle. Wadle with five kills unofficially. Beg your pardon. She's got four. 21-17. Wadle records the kill. And Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout defenders. This is KDCR Sioux Center. Sioux Commercial Sweeping providing professional parking lot and road pavement maintenance will be sponsoring our defender player of the game. This timeout is made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. We resume play. Kromendyke cross court, dug by Niemeyer. Jamestown, goal shot. Defenders outside Altena. Altena with a swing. Pushed over the net, saved by the defenders again. It goes to Kromendyke. Kromendyke hits it wide and out of bounds. Point, Jamestown. Jamestown back to within 21-18. Credit Niemeyer with digging up that attempted kill by Altena. Short serve is wide and out of bounds by Lohman. Point defenders. So Lohman with a service error. Aubrey Drake serving. Drake served on the line, controlled by Jamestown. Dug up by the Jimmies. Now overpass. Dort College got up and blocked it. DeAger kept it alive. Now Jamestown reloads. Saved by Drake. Up towards the net. Altena off speed. Jimmies, right side. And an attack and a kill from the right side by Kanzimius. 22-19, defenders up three. Serving for Jamestown, Buchanan. Buchanan, jump serve. Pass too close to the net. Here comes Jamestown. They get the free chance. Defenders pushed over by DeAger. Now Jamestown will have to pass it over free ball. Bausma, DeAger, outside Altena. Altena kill. Well, Jamie knows where the bread is buttered. Get it over Altena, and Altena puts it away. Emma Altena unofficially with her 12th kill. Jamie DeAger with service. Floater controlled by the Jimmies. Set outside through the block. Saved by Drake. To DeAger, Altena. Overpass. Pushed back. Dort College attacking. Back over to Camp. Camp blocked at the net. Falls on Dort College's side. Point Jamestown. Jamestown trails 23-20. 23-20. Sydney Ellingson serving. Short serve taken by Conley. DeAger to Altena. Altena kill. And the defenders now on set point again. And the serve is long and out of bounds. Point, Jamestown. Jamestown trails 24-21. They have to serve four in a row to fight off set point. Taken by Smits to DeAger. Comes back. Jesse unable to put it down. Jamestown attacking Rude. Rude blocked at the net by Camp. Point Dort. And the defenders win it on a block by Leah Camp. It'll be interesting to see the block totals of set number two when we come back. Dort College with a 2-0 lead in this best of five match, 25-22 and 25-21. Let's take a break and be back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. Set number two in the books. Dort College wins 25-21. The numbers through two sets. Dort 31 kills, 11 errors, 89 total attacks, 225 kill efficiency. Jamestown 21-10 and 88, 125 kill efficiency. 27 assists for the defenders, 19 for Jamestown. 9 blocks through two sets for Dort, 6 for Jamestown. A combined 15 points off of blocks for the two teams here this evening. Emma Altena leading Dort College with 13 kills. 5 kills each for Jesse DeAger and Leah Camp. For Jamestown, 5 kills each for Isabel Wadle and Corey Buchanan. Jackie Michael John has 10 assists for the Jimmies, 6 for Miranda Lohman. For Dort, Jamie DeAger has 24 assists. Aubrey Drake with 15 digs. Jamie DeAger with 10. 14 for Julina Niemeyer for Jamestown. This is KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Back with set number three from the DeWitt Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Well, it's a small world, a lot smaller than it once was with live streaming and all that good stuff. And been told that Dort College, longtime Dort College manager, Michaela Van Voorst, live streaming this evening's match from Massachusetts. Glad you're along with us this evening, Michaela, teaching and assistant athletic director at, is it Wittensville or Whitensville, Massachusetts? So glad to have you along with me on this Friday night, Michaela. 2-0, Dort College in front, set number three on the way, 25-22 and 25-21. Serving for the defenders will be Connolly. Hannah Connolly with a jump serve controlled by Jamestown. Jimmy's roll shot saved by Jamie DeAger. Pushed over the net by Cromendyke. Passed over the net. Free ball, Dort College. Jamie outside Alton. Alton over the swing. Dug up by Niemeyer. Saved by Drake. Gets it to Jamie. Back over to Cromendyke. Kill. Cromendyke with the kill. And for Alley, that is her fourth kill this evening. Outside set, saved by Drake, overhand, gets it to Altena, passed over the net by Bausma, saved by Jamestown, free chance for them. Set goes to the middle, and a kill out of the middle for Knudsen. Knudsen with the kill for the Jimmies. 1-1 our score, set number two. Corey Buchanan serving. Buchanan served, taken by Drake to DeAger, comes back over to Cromendyke, unable to put it down, and a double contact called on Connolly, point Jamestown. So a ball handling error on Dort. 2-1, defenders trailing by one, set number three. Taken by Connolly to DeAger. DeAger pushes it over, saved by Jamestown. Jimmy's pass it over, free ball, Alton up, DeAger. Tools it off of the block for the kill. So Jamie with the kill. Jamie DeAger with her third unofficially. Serving is Aubrey Drake. Drake serve taken by Jamestown. And it's 3-2. 3-2, defenders leading by one. Short serve by Drake. Again, Jamestown attacking. This time they go outside Buchanan. Holen unable to put it away. Roll shot by Altena. Jamestown pushed over the net. Saved by Jamie to Camp. Camp, Altena. Altena, tough angle. Got blocked. Point, Jamestown. So a block for a point for the Jimmies. 3-3. Sydney Ellingson serving. So Ellingson serve on the way. Taken by Bausma to DeAger. DeAger to Altena. Altena over the kill. 4-3. Emma Altena with her 14th kill. Jamie DeAger with serve. Jamestown set for serve receive. And that one ate up. The Jimmies, Sydney Ellingson, ace serve for Jamie, her 15th ace serve this season. Defenders lead 5-3. So 5-3, defenders leading by two, set number three. 5-3. Controlled by the Jimmies. They'll attack outside. And an attack and a kill for Holen. Holen with her third kill. Defenders lead 5-4. 5-4. Michael John with service. Taken by Connolly to DeJager. Back over to Camp. Blocked at the net. Point Jamestown. Jamestown ties it 5-5. 5-5 and set number three. Defenders one sets one and two, 25-22, 25-21. Camp out of the middle for the kill with the swing. Jamestown digs it up. Connolly back to DeJager. Outside it comes Altena. Has to change her approach. Set right side off high hand. Saved by Drake to DeJager. Slide to the right. Jesse. Jesse into the net. Point Jamestown. So an attack error by Jesse DeJager. Dort a little out of sync on those last couple of points. Connolly, DeJager, outside Altena, off high hand, saved by Jamestown. Set outside and hitting the antenna is Holen. Holen over the attack error. We're tied 6-6. So Holen with an attack error. Tie number four of set number three. Defenders up, one set. Two sets to zero. Pushed over the net, saved by DeJager. Now to Camp, second contact, kill for Camp. Leah Camp with the kill. And for Leah, that is her sixth kill. Serving, Emma Altena. Jump serve and an ace. Emma Altena with the ace serve as they leave her in to serve. Dort extends the lead. 8-6. 8-6. Altena serving. And Altena served the back line. Controlled by the Jimmies. Holen, roll shot. Saved by Drake. Camp keeps it alive. Gets it over to Smits. Blocked at the net. Saved again by Drake. Passed over the net by DeJager. Controlled by Jamestown. Jimmies attacking. Set. Pushed over. Smits keeps it alive. Now pushes it to the back corner. Saved by Niemeyer. Jamestown attacking, Rude, off of the block, Jamestown reloads. Set outside, Holen. Holen, cross court, wide, out of bounds, point defenders. So Holen with an attack error, defenders lead 9-6, 4 points in a row for Dort. Emma Altena serve. Altena serve, catches the tape, rolls over, overpass, Camp, kill. Leah Camp with the kill, her seventh on the overpass, and the defenders have extended the lead to 10-6. Timeout, Jamestown. This timeout made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort athletes, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort College Athletics. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Back with more after this timeout, charged to Jamestown. Come out of the timeout quickly. Dort College unable to sustain the momentum as the Jimmies get the point back. Dort College out of sync. Smits, pass. DeJager, power tip. Smits, unable to put it down. Now another tip by Jamestown. Jamestown gets the point from Wadle to make it 10-8. 10-8. Dort set for serve, receive. Niemeyer serving. Niemeyer, serve, floater, taken by Smits. They're definitely going after that spot. They get it over to Jesse. Jesse with the kill. Whoever is occupying that spot, that back left, if you stand behind the Dort College serve-receive alignment. Jamestown going after that spot. Serve down the line, wide, out of bounds by Fehlmeier. So a service error by Fehlmeier. Aubrey Drake back into the match. It's 11-9. Serving for Jamestown is Orr. Expect this one to go at Lydia Smits again. Whoever's been occupying that spot, they've gone after. And they serve short. Smits gets to it, gets it to DeAger, comes back over to Jesse. Jesse off speed, kill. Jesse DeAger gets the kill. Dort leads 12-9. Well, what it does when you attack that position, when it's occupied by an front row player, you take her out of the attack, and that is effectively what Jamestown has done for those rotations where it's either Lindbergh or Smits. Jamestown comes back with a kill. It's 12-10. Now Altena, Drake, and Bausma occupying the back row. DeAger, Kromendyk, Smits in the front row. DeAger keeps it alive, gets it over to Kromendyk. Kromendyk into the net. An attack error by the defenders. It's 12-11. 12-11. Jamestown with serve, taken by Drake to DeAger. Outside Smits, cross court, wide, 12-12. 12-12 the score. The defenders forced to use a timeout as Jamestown is on a three-point lead, a three-point run, I should say. They've scored six out of the last 8 points, and they have tied it up at 12-12 after Dort had an 11-8 lead at 1 point. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. This timeout made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Picked out of the net by Jamestown as we turn to play. Smits to DeAger. Back to Smits. Power tip, sideline, missed it wide. Point, Jamestown. 13-12. Back-to-back attack errors by the defenders. Jamestown has taken the lead at 13-12 in set number three. Taken by Bausma to DeAger. Comes back to Kromendyk. Kromendyk with the tip and the kill. Hallie Kromendyk. Body control, able to get up. Fake the swing, then came back with a tip that found the floor. Served by Connolly. Jamestown outside. And hitting it wide now to play is Buchanan, point defenders. Buchanan, an attack error. 14-13, defenders up. Connolly, short serve. Jamestown attacking out of the middle. Hatchet saved by Drake. Up and over, not a play though. And a kill for Knutson. Knutson with four kills. Well, if you're Jamestown, you're trying to survive this rotation where Altena is in the front row. Bausma to DeAger, pushes it back over to Emma, and they're going to call Jamie for a double contact. Jamie had to chase that one back behind the 10-foot line. Couldn't quite get squared up under it. Connolly, DeAger, outside Altena. Altena, kill. Emma Altena, another kill. She's got 15. Dort ties it at 15 all. This is tie number 8 of set number 3. Jamestown, quick attack, middle, saved by Bausma. Connolly to Altena, off speed, saved by Jamestown. And trying to go cross court is Holen. Holen hits it wide. Point defenders. An attack error by Holen. 16-15. And Drake, her serve catches the tape, rolls over. Now an attack, quick out of the middle. Consimius with the kill. She's got four. Tie number 9 of set 3. Dort leads 2-0. Bausma, DeAger, bump set, Altena. Altena kill. Emma Altena with her 16th kill. Doored up 17-16. Knuckleball serve taken by Jamestown. They have to scramble for it. They'll get an attack out of it, though. Altena to DeAger. Back to Camp. Camp unable to put it away. Jimmy's attacking out of the middle, and Rude hits it long. Point defenders. Rude with the attack error. 18-16. Controlled by Jamestown. Hits the antenna, does the attack by Holen. Point defenders. It's 19-16. So Holen with an attack error. Dort College leads by three. Jamestown signaled for a timeout, and now they elect instead to go with a substitute. They'll send Mikulitz into the contest. Jamie, serve. Jamestown attacking. Power tip, back corner, missed it, long. Point defenders. Dort is up 20-16. So an attack error by Jamestown. Dort up by four. 5 points to go, trying for the sweep. And a dump shot by the setter, Lohman, into the net. So an attack error by Lohman. Dort College leading 21-16. Jamestown has one timeout remaining. Short serve. Jimmy's slide right side. Hitting it long out of play is Consemius. It's 22-16. The defenders are on a 6-0 run. 8 out of the last 9. They've come back from a 15-14 deficit to lead 22-16. 3 points away from a sweep here in this match. This timeout made possible by Sioux Center Healthy, provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, back with more right after this. Emma Altena with the kill as we resume play. Dort now 2 points away from a sweep. Jamie DeAger to Camp. Bump set outside Altena. Altena with a swing. Jamestown attacking through the block. Saved by Drake. DeAger comes back over to Jesse, unable to put her down. Jamestown attacking. Saved by Altena to DeAger. Back to Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp with the kill. Dort now serving for the set and the match. 24-16. Defenders trying for the sweep. Niemeyer's pass. Right side. Solo block put up by Altena. And the defenders close it with a 9-point run punctuated by an Altena block. And the defenders win set 3, 25-16. So Dort College gets the sweep 25-22, 25-21, and 25-16. Stay tuned. The Wireless World postgame wrap comes up in a moment. Welcome back to the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa. As we get into our postgame show, the Wireless World postgame wrap. Dort College a 3-0 winner this evening over the Jamestown Jimmies, 25-22, 25-21, 25-16. Taking a seat beside me before we get to Coach Chad Hansen is the libero, Aubrey Drake, senior from Rock Island, Illinois. 21 digs tonight for Aubrey. And Aubrey, this is one of those trap matches where you've got a big match with Midland, obviously, coming up tomorrow, a team that's rated in the top 10. Jamestown, a very good team. Any fear as a senior of this team overlooking this Jamestown team?
We didn't really have any fear. It was just a lot of fun to play. I mean, anytime we get the chance to take the court together, it's always a great opportunity. We never overlook any team. Jamestown is our first priority, and we'll look at Midland tomorrow, and we're excited to play Midland just like we're excited to play Jamestown.
Your blockers did a pretty good job today of taking away part of the floor. That allows you as a libero to read the blocks and find, hopefully, where the hitter is going to have to go.
Oh yeah.
Describe what the blockers do and what you're trying to read off of them as the libero.
Our block did a phenomenal job of just going up straight. None of them floated tonight, which was great, and that's been something we've been really keying in on, and it really does make my job a lot easier. I would not be able to get any digs if it wasn't for our blockers doing their job just as well. So they did awesome. I give them all the credit. So
you've waited your turn to be the libero. You had Summer Jansen in front of you for 3 years. Obviously, you want, you're a defensive specialist. There's no opportunity for you to play all the way around, so your time effectively cut in half some of those years. How difficult was it to sit and wait?
It was difficult, but it was also something I was willing to work for eventually. Towards the end, I knew that it was something that I needed to work for, so I dedicated my whole summer to stay here and play and work with coach through different systems and things. Playing middle back and playing left back are completely different games, so I was willing to put the work in, and Summer's a phenomenal player. I mean, I couldn't have beat her out anyway, so it was a good opportunity for me to learn to her from her, too.
A couple of weeks ago, you had the opportunity to go back and play in the Quad Cities in that weekend with Grandview and then with St. Ambrose at Davenport right across the river. What did that mean for you, being able to have the opportunity to take the team to your hometown?
It was honestly amazing. Being able to play at home again was just a great feeling. Our team has never traveled to that side of the state before, so it was really fun for us to do that, in my opinion. We also played really great competition. Grandview's a great team, and it was fun for us to get a different kind of competition, too, seeing St. Ambrose. And it teaches us to scout differently as well. So it was just a good opportunity, and we were able to do some work for the Lord, too, which was just a phenomenal experience for all of us growing together in our spiritual paths, too, and not just about volleyball. So it was amazing.
What's the plan post-May this coming year for you?
Hopefully I'll go to grad school. Still waiting on where I'll go and everything, but Lord willing, I'll get into grad school, and I'll go from there.
Grad school emphasizing in?
Child life specialist.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Aubrey, thanks for stopping by, and good win tonight.
Thank you.
That's Aubrey Drake talking about tonight's win for Dort over Jamestown. Let's take a look at the numbers before Coach Chad Hansen gets back to us. Jamestown, 27 kills, 21 errors, 122 total attacks. Dort College, 43-18 and 124, a 202 kill efficiency. 10 points off of blocks for the defenders. Jamestown, 8 points off of blocks. Diggs, Dort College, 66, Jamestown, 59. And the defenders led tonight by Emma Alton, 17 kills, a 424 kill efficiency, 8 kills for Leah Camp, and 7 for Jesse Dieger. We'll get to all those numbers in just a little bit. Coach Chad Hansen has taken a seat beside me. And Coach Hansen, I said to Aubrey, with that match tomorrow with Midland looming, obviously a top 10 team, this is one of those matches I'm always fearful. The opportunity, you come out flat, you're looking past it, anticipating the road trip tomorrow. Jamestown, a very good team. You couldn't afford to overlook them.
That's very true, Mike. And I didn't tell my team about the Midland match.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't have it on the schedule. I just told them, hey, this is it tonight. Season wraps up. Make it a good one. You're right. There could be those distracting moments. I think this veteran, very experienced team realizes what their goals are and the importance of each match, and just singularly focusing on an opponent like Jamestown. And I really respect our team for how they came into this match, prepared mentally, and then executing well. It was a joy to see that, and I'm very, very grateful for it.
Each set seemed to have pivotal moments. For your first set, Jamestown crept in after you took a 4-0 lead, kind of had it under control. They made a little run at you to get up 21-18 at one point. Then you were able to close and win it 25-22. That really was a pivotal moment, not only in that set, obviously, but in the match.
It was. It's hard for me to identify within a set that a set determines the match, as I'm kind of interpreting your question. The sport of volleyball is weird with its scoring, with each set that's played, because it, in many senses, does reset itself when the score is 0-0, unless we don't take the learning lessons forward and become more students of the game. If we just neglect the learning, then it can roll forward. I'm grateful and really pleased with my group with how they continued to learn through the course of this match. I really compliment them on that. That was a very tight ending there. We gave up a stretch of 3 or 4 points, actually maybe 5 points in a row. When I called the first time out, it was 18-19. We were down by one in that first set. And then 18-21 was my second time out. So we had scored or given up 3 more points there. And then to come back, you know, and give them only one more point for our finish was really, really important and a strong character statement to our team to just stay focused on all the right things, execute in the pressure moments.
You close on a 9-0 run in set number three.
Yeah.
What allowed you to get momentum there? What happened?
I wish I could answer all the details. Film might help clarify my answer, but I'll give you my quick post-match summary. I believe is we executed well from the service line and really kept some good pressure on there. I also think the intelligence of our defense with knowing which balls to pursue and which ones to let go, that was key. They hit some wide, long out, and we just stayed steady and strong defensively and didn't jump feeling like we had to dig or touch everything. And that patience, I think, really paid off with their attack errors. And then we also just attacked a smart ball. I think we hit well. Jamie put a good ball in system. Emma in the front row is for sure a go-to, and she scored for us in several of those moments.
Emma Altna ends up with a big night at the net, yeah. Obviously, with 17 kills, 424 kill efficiency. When do you get the sense that a hitter is going to have one of those kind of nights? Can you see it in warm-ups already? Or, as you said, volleyball's a weird sport.
Yeah.
Do you have to get into the set to see if somebody's hot? When can you sense that?
Great question. I think for Emma in particular, since we're talking about her, I think her ability to Emma has had the mental toughness, and she's got the physical athleticism and the all-around personality to just go out and execute at the highest level she can every time. And for Emma, it's never a guess for me as to whether she's going to perform or what her numbers could or would be. It's truly a function of, are we getting her the ball enough for her to have this kind of a breakout game? And there are times where we don't need to put the ball in her hands as much because the balance of offense is producing in a lot of different spots. In the course of tonight, our second outside hitter position was trying to find some success. And with that struggle means we're going to put the ball in Emma's hands a little bit more through the front row as we're out of system, out of sync, you know, out of rhythm. So in a particular Emma answer, phenomenal night for her. She came in ready to go. I could tell in you know, previous days practices this was going to be an exciting night, but truly the numbers I would not have guessed. And at the end of the match I could say, yeah, this reflects what I would have anticipated, but I think also the course of our match and how our offense was balanced, we needed her to step up and rise in this match, and she did.
I did a little prep work for the Midland preview. A lot of familiar names for that team,
yeah.
And
I hope they're saying that about us too.
Well, that on the flip side, you've got two very veteran teams, two teams that get a lot of production out of those veterans. There's not a lot of secrets between the two teams,
right?
Because you've played so many times over the past several seasons.
Yep.
What in that kind of matchup? What are you keying on?
I think it's going to be a combination, a balance of mental focus with emotional execution, emotional stability. We will need to play for play, point for point, come out and execute with high focus, like I saw us have at different stretches here tonight. I watched the Midland-Hastings match, and that was a huge blocking match. 16 blocks and 14 blocks, or 14 blocks and 12 blocks in the entire match. That's 26 points scored just at the net in the blocking side of it. That's the kind of team that Midland is with strong net play. And we as attackers in a total hitter coverage are going to have to be resilient, making the official stop our play as opposed to just watching our own attacker go up, swing, and believe that it's going to be down. So that's going to be a key mentality for us going into that match. And then emotionally, just to stay consistent and available for our teammates in our voice, in our execution, you know, the road trip, the playing in an opposing gym, the emotional stability with the mental discipline. Those are going to be two key pieces while we strive to execute in the defense and offense and all the skill areas that we need.
Coach Hansen, thanks for stopping by, and enjoy the evening, and go get them tomorrow.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen. Let's take a look at the numbers from tonight's match. I told you about the team numbers already. Emma Alton has 17 kills to lead the defenders. Leah Camp with 8. Jesse Dieger with 7. 5 for Allie Cromendike. 4 for Jamie Dieger. 34 assists for Dieger. 21 digs for Aubrey Drake. 14 digs for Jamie Dieger. 11 for Emma Altena. 7 block assists for Leah Camp to go with 1 solo. 6 block assists for Emma Altena. 3 for Jesse Dieger. 2 for Allie Cromendike. For Jamestown, they were topped by Isabel Wadle with 7 kills. 5 for Corey Buchanan. 4 each for Britta Knutson and Kennedy Konzimius. Jackie Michaeljohn had 12 assists. 18 digs for Julina Niemeyer. We've reached that point in the Wireless World postgame wrap where we pick our Sioux Commercial Sweeping Defender Player of the Game. Sioux Commercial Sweeping, providing professional parking lot and road pavement maintenance since 1975. You can call Kurt Van Voorst, 712-441-1096, for all your sweeping, striping, crack sealing, concrete raising, and snow removal needs. Well, you've got several candidates this evening. Aubrey Drake, 21 defensive digs tonight. Jamie Dieger, 4 kills, 34 assists, and 14 digs. And Emma Altena, 17 kills and 11 digs to go with 6 block assists this evening. I'm going to go with Emma Altena, 17 kills, a 424 kill efficiency, 11 digs, and 6 block assists. She is your Sioux Commercial Sweeping Defender Player of the Game. And that is the Wireless World postgame wrap. Dort College wins in 3, 25-22, 25-21. And 25-16. Join me tomorrow, Dort College football at Hastings, 1 o'clock kickoff, the Defenders taking on the Broncos. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.